Thursday, January 6th. President this morning decided to change the return schedule and go back Saturday night, leaving about 4 o'clock, since there's not much point in just sitting around here one more day. He wanted to check on when Conley was going back because he thought it'd be good to have him go on the plane and talk with him. Also, he called Conley and asked him to come over tonight at 6:30 for an hour and a half before the Japanese dinner. I had a long call from the Attorney General. He had talked to Ken Rush about taking Under Secretary of Defense at the President's request, and Rush has agreed to do it, which I reported to the President. That's good news. He confirmed again that Stans is all set. He said that Helms had talked to him about the problem of the deputy at CIA, that there's a lot of Hill flack that it should be a civilian and so on. And Helms raises the point that we need to remove from any thought on the Hill that the concept that he's being kicked upstairs. So we need substantial advance work with the Hill committees before the announcement of General Walters is made. We had a long session, Ehrlichman and I, with Stans regarding his deals. He laid out all his conditions, his problems, Kathleen's very serious health situation, and so on. But I think they're all things that we can work out. I had a long session also with Cliff Miller on the campaign. He's concerned that our field organization is no good. All the rest of the organization he thinks is in excellent shape. He's also concerned about California, thinks Mitchell's made some mistakes in the way he's putting that together. Sato arrived today on schedule and everything went according to plan. Seemed to be very well done. The President spent the afternoon and evening with him. End of January 6th.